Miss Kimberly, K-I-M-B-E-R-L-Y, Wilbanks, 10363, W-I-L-B-A-N-K-S. I'm still have my sinus congestion. Kim is a 60-year-old woman with a colorful medical history, primary biliary cirrhosis status post liver transplant almost a year ago now, doing fantastic, no ascites, cutting back on the anti-rejection medication. Dr. Goss, his surgeon, is elated with her progress. Period. He saw our nurse practitioner, Scott Mulder, 6 days ago, was given ceftonir and Medrol dose pack. She's a little bit better, but she's still having some secretions. She cannot take Claritin or Claritin D. She's never been tried on Zyrtec. She had some kind of a mouth lesion with a decongestant, so we'd like to avoid that. We talked about, first of all, on exam, the infection is completely gone. There's slight fluid remaining. I like to treat that conservatively as opposed to using any medication, since she's already in lots of different medications, C-list on the other side, and with her liver transplant, I like to avoid any new medication. In the paragraph, we talked about using a Nelly, N-E-L-L-Y pod, and also using Zyrtec, and give it 3 days, and then we can discuss that later, and avoid changing antibiotics or adding more steroids or injections at this time. Period. COVID immunization up to date, of course. Allergy numerous, including morphine, Levaquin, Benadryl, codeine, Tramadol, Augmentin, and decongestants. Medication opposite page, surgery, status post liver transplant, hernia surgery, hysterectomy complete, medical problems, gastroesophageal reflux, anxiety, liver failure, primary biliary cirrhosis, status post transplant, hernia, disc surgery, and blood clots. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, married for years. Last strep test was negative. Family history is non-contributory. Patient is alert, awake, and no distress. 156 pounds, 97%, 98.1, 16, 80, 113 over 63. Heart positive, some positive, two lungs are clear. Abdomen soft, neck short, JVD, skin shows no rash. There is slight lymphadenopathy in the neck. Because of the lymphadenopathy in the neck, we did look at her lymph nodes in the neck, which were within normal limits. I also looked at her carotid ultrasound in face of carotid stenosis some 3 years ago. There's no significant change. Thyroid looks normal with no cysts or any other abnormalities in face of anti-rejection medication. Her headaches are better. She's off the Nurtec at this time and not using any sumatriptan, i.e. Imitrex. Next number, of course, her liver, a section of her liver could be visualized and looks fantastic. Next number, there's no ascites in face of liver transplant. Next number, lower and upper extremities are within normal limits with no sign of significant PVD. Next number, anti-rejection medication per Dr. Goss and company. That's G-O-S-S. Next number, overall, Kimberly's doing great. We'll reassess her condition in a few days. If not better, we'll add change her antibiotics. But I want her to finish up the ceftonir at home and use the Netty, N-E-T-T-Y pot, and then the Zyrtec samples that I gave her for now. Thank you.